Yo, Bretton, you see your man hungry for us,
huh? Yeah, man, you're good, man.
Yo, you may miss the best boy, huh? And one or two job me carry out with this power, sir, you know, youth man. Listen me, Bretton. It means an established power, sir, operator.
Hey. So wait, your license for operate?
License for do what?
For operate the power, sir, like that, boss. Listen, man. The government has introduced a new policy now, you see. And when it take effect, people like you and your father that operate in the sawmill will need license for doing no business. So you stay there.
Virgin, you serious?
Like a heart attack.
Effective January 2015, all sawmill and power saw operators must be registered and licensed with the Forestry Department to operate legally in Jamaica. The new policy falls under the Forest Regulations of 2001 and is aimed at regulating the island's sawmilling industry as well as providing greater protection for the country's forests. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Alwyn Hales, says the program is a well-needed intervention in the government's efforts to preserve and conserve Jamaica's forest reserves. Trees, he notes, are important to the environment.
They maintain the fertility of our soil and prevent landslides. While performing other important environmental services, our forests are also important resources in mitigating and adapting to the impacts of climate change.
Under the licensing system, persons who intend to operate sawmills must receive a permit from the Forestry Department. The application fee is $15,000, and once granted, the license is valid for one calendar year, after which it must be renewed. A license is required whether the source of the lumber is from private or public lands. Any sawmill operator found in breach of the requirement will be liable for prosecution and could be fined a maximum of $50,000, or in default of payment, could be sentenced to up to 1 year in prison at hard labor.
The information collected from the licensees will be used to populate the sawmill registry, and this will be housed at the Forestry Department. If you are not registered in that register, you face the possibility of being prosecuted for operating a sawmill without license.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Alwyn Hales. Principal Director for Forest Operations in the Forestry Department, Keith Porter, says the agency is expecting full compliance with the new regulations. As such, the Forestry Department will embark on a public education campaign, which will involve several public meetings across the island to sensitize individuals about the program. Property owners, including homeowners who use power or other types of saws for personal purposes, such as for pruning trees on their properties, will not be required to have a license unless they intend to use their saws to engage in commercial activity.
The Forestry Department hopes that through the introduction of these measures, we will be better able to regulate the logging practices within our state-owned forests and also on privately owned lands.
The Forestry Department has employed a number of measures to protect forests and encourage sustainable use of its resources. These include the declaration of 3,700 hectares of Crown lands as forest reserves and forest management areas, increased patrol to detect illegal activities, including joint patrols with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, increased sensitization session with the public on the forest laws, and the continued implementation of the agency's permit and licensing system, which regulates access to the island's forest resources. It is estimated that the island's annual deforestation rate is 0.1%, or the removal of approximately 300 hectares of forests every year. This includes removal of crown lands as well as privately owned holdings.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.